Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I want to get a little personal. I'm doing a show, and I'm sure you have heard it, called The New York State of Mind with Sid Rosenberg in the Paramount Theater, Huntington, Long Island, on October 27th. Great way to kick off the holiday Halloween weekend. Now, the show is essentially an entertainment. We're going to be a lot of laughs, but it's going to trace my life beginning in Levittown through the present day and what the heck happened to New York City and state. How did we change in such a radical way? Now, my life is your life if you are a born and bred New Yorker. And even if you have come here from another place, you understand the dynamic of the biggest city in the country. 16 million people in the New York metropolitan area. That's a larger population than most countries. So what I'm trying to get at is there was a value system in place in New York, which extended back 100 years. And I was born into that. And I'm going to take you through my house and what happened and in a funny way. And again, my life is your life and you're going to identify with it. And then we're going to come to a change point, which was the 1970s after the Vietnam War. And then everything started to go in a different direction in New York City and state and in the country as well, but here in particular. And now we are almost 180 degrees opposite in a New York state of mind than we were in 1960. So if my parents were still alive, they would not recognize New York City and state. That's how different it is. So how did that happen? And I know how it happened. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Now, Sid Rosenberg is a Brooklyn boy, born into a working-class Jewish home, but his life is my life, even though I'm Catholic. But he'll be able to provide a more urban perspective because he was in the city, and his traditions were different from mine, but essentially the value system was the same. Now, I hope this doesn't sound pinheady. Again, this is going to be a very funny show. We're going to have questions and answers from the audience. It's going to be a blast. So they broke out a few seats. It was sold out. And then there's a few, if you want to see us, you just go to the Paramount Theater in Huntington, box office or Ticketmaster, BillO'Reilly.com. It's a trade up. But even if you don't or can't go to the show, I'll run some clips here on Common Sense and this and that. But if you can see it, in its totality, it'll be something you will always remember. And I think it's important because we need to get back to some of those traditions, some of those values that we once had that aren't there anymore. We need to reintroduce them, particularly to the children. We have to. because we can't keep going the way we're going in the city and the state. All right. And to prove that, we have hundreds of thousands of people moving out. They can't take it anymore. And I will submit to you that most of those people don't want to move, but they have to, for economic reasons, for social reasons, for public safety reasons, all of that. But if they could stay, they would stay, but they can't. So they're gone. We got to stop that. And it can be done. So the most important thing is to learn what happened and why the value system imploded. And then we can start to reconstruct it. So that's what A New York State of Mind is about. Again, it is October 27th, Friday night, 8 p.m. Going to be a blast.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.